Cambridge First Certificate in English 4. By the University of Cambridge ESOL Examinations in conjunction with Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. CD 1. This is the Cambridge First Certificate in English listening test. Test 1. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I shall introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You hear a woman talking on the radio about a trip to a rock festival. Why was she at the rock festival? A. To surprise her friends. B. To spend time with her son. C. To keep an eye on her son.
You might well ask what a mother of 3 was doing in a mud-drenched field with just her 14-year-old son, a sleeping bag, and 55,000 rock fans. My friends certainly did. Basically, we had decided to get rid of the family holiday and do things individually, on a one-to-one basis with each of our boys, be with them and give them lots of attention. Family holidays are all very well if you get on, but my 3 sons seem to have spent most of the last few years fighting each other, which is not exactly the right atmosphere for a nice, relaxing break. You might well ask what a mother of 3 was doing in a mud-drenched field with just her 14-year-old son, a sleeping bag, and 55,000 rock fans. My friends certainly did. Basically, we had decided to get rid of the family holiday and do things individually, on a one-to-one basis with each of our boys, be with them and give them lots of attention. Family holidays are all very well if you get on, but my 3 sons seem to have spent most of the last few years fighting each other, which is not exactly the right atmosphere for a nice, relaxing break.
2. You overhear a man and a woman talking about the woman's first week in a new job. What does she say about it? A. It was frightening. B. It was boring. C. It was tiring.
You've just finished your first week nursing, haven't you? What was it like?
Not quite what I expected. I knew it would be hard work and it would leave me with little energy for other things, but I was surprised how interesting it was, and there is so much to learn.
What were the patients like?
They seemed to be all right. I thought I'd have problems in the first few days. You hear quite scary stories about people getting things wrong, patients complaining, tough bosses. But in fact, when you're working so hard, you don't worry about things like that. You just get on with the job.
You've just finished your first week nursing, haven't you? What was it like?
Not quite what I expected. I knew it would be hard work and it would leave me with little energy for other things, but I was surprised how interesting it was, and there is so much to learn.
What were the patients like?
They seemed to be all right. I thought I'd have problems in the first few days. You hear quite scary stories about people getting things wrong, patients complaining, tough bosses. But in fact, when you're working so hard, you don't worry about things like that. You just get on with the job.
3. On the radio, you hear a review of a new travel book. What's the reviewer's opinion of the book? A. It's generally rather disappointing. B. It's a surprisingly detailed account. C. It relies too heavily on written descriptions.
Having broadcast an interview with Martin Eves at the end of last year, we knew what to expect from this book, and we've been eagerly awaiting its release. Now we've got our hands on a copy and it hasn't disappointed. Intrigued by tales of the Vizimba people, a mysterious tribe in Madagascar, Martin packs his bags and sets off to search out the truth. Madagascan Journey is a fascinating mix of historical detail, adventure and humour. My only reservation concerns the illustrations. The map is sketchy, to say the least, and much as I enjoyed the descriptive passages, a few more photos to help me visualise the place would have been welcome. Having broadcast an interview with Martin Eves at the end of last year, we knew what to expect from this book, and we've been eagerly awaiting its release. Now we've got our hands on a copy and it hasn't disappointed. Intrigued by tales of the Vizimba people, a mysterious tribe in Madagascar, Martin packs his bags and sets off to search out the truth. Madagascan Journey is a fascinating mix of historical detail, adventure and humour. My only reservation concerns the illustrations. The map is sketchy, to say the least, and much as I enjoyed the descriptive passages, a few more photos to help me visualise the place would have been welcome.
4. You hear a journalist talking about an athlete called Helen Wright. What's the journalist's main point? A. Helen lacks the will to win. B. Helen has always shown a natural talent. C. Helen is beginning to take running more seriously.
Speak to most athletes and they'll tell you how they ran before they could walk and how by the third year of secondary school there was no one anywhere near them when they were crossing the finishing line. But Helen never bothered much with running at primary school and only joined a running club to keep a friend company, and she wasn't the fastest then. Helen didn't win anything last year either, but she isn't complaining as she came away with a bronze medal in the regional championships. She's certainly putting her athletics higher up her list of priorities these days. Speak to most athletes and they'll tell you how they ran before they could walk and how by the third year of secondary school there was no one anywhere near them when they were crossing the finishing line. But Helen never bothered much with running at primary school and only joined a running club to keep a friend company, and she wasn't the fastest then. Helen didn't win anything last year either, but she isn't complaining as she came away with a bronze medal in the regional championships. She's certainly putting her athletics higher up her list of priorities these days.
5. You overhear a man and a woman talking about holidays. How did the woman feel about her holiday on a cruise ship? A. She regretted that the stops had been so short. B. She thought the accommodation was inadequate. C. She found the other passengers uninteresting.
Where did you go on holiday last year?
We did a cruise around the Mediterranean.
I went on one once, but I didn't feel comfortable. The cabins were so small, I felt I was trapped.
Well, we had lots of opportunities to go ashore to explore, although I would have preferred it if we'd had longer in port for more sightseeing.
That's the bit I enjoyed most, being able to get away from the other passengers.
Actually, that wasn't a problem. I'd expected them to be older than me, but that wasn't the case.
Where did you go on holiday last year?
We did a cruise around the Mediterranean.
I went on one once, but I didn't feel comfortable. The cabins were so small, I felt I was trapped.
Well, we had lots of opportunities to go ashore to explore, although I would have preferred it if we'd had longer in port for more sightseeing.
That's the bit I enjoyed most, being able to get away from the other passengers.
Actually, that wasn't a problem. I'd expected them to be older than me, but that wasn't the case.
6. You turn on the radio and hear a man talking about modern life. What point is the man making about life today? A. People are lucky to be given a number of choices. B. People need to concentrate on improving their lifestyle. C. People often find life can get too complicated.
Let me give you an example of what seems to be happening more and more these days. Suppose you learn of two jobs, one with modest pay but good career prospects, and another offering a high salary but fewer prospects. You make your decision only to be lucky enough to be offered a third job in an office near the sea. Suddenly, you are given the opportunity to improve the environment you live and work in, so as a result, you are left feeling confused and wondering how best to get that perfect job and lifestyle. Let me give you an example of what seems to be happening more and more these days. Suppose you learn of two jobs, one with modest pay but good career prospects, and another offering a high salary but fewer prospects. You make your decision only to be lucky enough to be offered a third job in an office near the sea. Suddenly, you are given the opportunity to improve the environment you live and work in, so as a result, you are left feeling confused and wondering how best to get that perfect job and lifestyle.
7. You hear a writer talking on the radio. What is she explaining? A. Why she writes about the past. B. How her style of writing has changed. C. Where her inspiration comes from.
Ever since I was a little girl in India, I've been prompted by events and my emotions to pick up the pen. Back then, I wrote poems, short stories, and songs. I have a very vivid imagination. As far back as I can remember, I wrote. In India, when I wrote stories, my teacher used to read them out to the class. But even then, I didn't see this as creative, as no one used that term. I just felt that since my teacher took the time to read my stories out to the class, they must have been okay. Ever since I was a little girl in India, I've been prompted by events and my emotions to pick up the pen. Back then, I wrote poems, short stories, and songs. I have a very vivid imagination. As far back as I can remember, I wrote. In India, when I wrote stories, my teacher used to read them out to the class. But even then, I didn't see this as creative, as no one used that term. I just felt that since my teacher took the time to read my stories out to the class, they must have been okay.
8. You overhear a conversation between two teachers. What are they planning? A. An educational trip. B. A sports event. C. A musical event.
We've left it a bit late this year. We must get on with sorting out the details.
Yes, there's a lot to do. Get the players up to fitness, invite the parents, print the list of competitors. So we need to set a date. Mm. There's a school trip, isn't there, around that time? We must make sure we don't clash with that.
No, that's sorted. They're off to Scotland the last week of March. So as long as we avoid the school's music week at the beginning of the month, we're all right. The kids should all be free to take part. We've left it a bit late this year. We must get on with sorting out the details.
Yes, there's a lot to do. Get the players up to fitness, invite the parents, print the list of competitors. So we need to set a date. Mm. There's a school trip, isn't there, around that time? We must make sure we don't clash with that.
No, that's sorted. They're off to Scotland the last week of March. So as long as we avoid the school's music week at the beginning of the month, we're all right. The kids should all be free to take part.
That is the end of part one.